Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs, so their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
This is the crazy bitch that supposedly banged Spider and then threatened to kill herself.
This chick is nuts.
What do you guys think? See, you guys don't even know if I banged Spider or not, okay?
First of all, if you want to be on my show, you better back off your attitude about 5 notches or I'm going to come kick your ass.
Why don't you come kick my ass then?
I will. Because I'll beat your ass down.
I don't know. She's pretty fat.
And with
watch out.
Easy there, fatty.
Watch your language here, pork. Fat.
First of all, I consider myself a fat.
Fat.
Are you there?
Is that all you guys can say?
Fat.
Well, fatty. You said that you're 140 and you're really 340. So why'd you lie?
You know what? Because you guys are so damn shallow.
Fat. All right.
Did you bang Spider?
Yes, I did.
In the studio?
Fat.
I didn't say in the studio. I told you later it wasn't in the studio.
Okay, you banged Spider. You then called my show last week and said that you were going to file some type of charges on our radio station. And you said that it did you not bang him consensually?
Yes, I did. I didn't. See, you guys.
Now, hold on. Answer my question. Answer my questions.
Fat.
You're on the you're on the witness stand, and you just answer my questions. So, did Spider rape you?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Did you have adult consensual sex with Spider?
Yes, I did.
So that you were agreed to the fact of having sex with him, and he agreed to the fact of having sex with you?
Yes, he did.
Okay. You then call the radio station up, try to say that you're going to sue us based on some stupid crap.
Fat.
Based on being pork. Watch your F word, okay? Now, you then supposedly got embarrassed on the radio and whatever, and you called Spider up on his answering machine and threatened to kill yourself. Why would you do that?
I was drunk, okay?
No, wait a second. She didn't threaten to kill herself. She threatened to jump off
the Gandy Bridge.
Now, you know you can't kill yourself jumping off a bridge that's only like 40 feet tall. Why the Gandy Bridge of all?
Like I said, I was drunk, okay?
Fat.
If you would have chosen...
That wasn't me, first of all. I'll say it, bitch.
Fat. Okay, hold on, Porky. Now, would you not...
you guys are just so attractive.
Would you not think that you should jump off the Sunshine Skyway? That's where everybody kills himself, not the Gandy.
Yeah, there's a lot of suicides at the Gandy Bridge.
Yeah. That's like saying I'm gonna
I used to swan dive off the Gandy with my buddies during high school, man.
I'm gonna shoot myself with a BB gun right in the temple.
I'm gonna overdose on Fred Flintstone vitamins.
I'm glad to see that you guys find this amusing.
Stand by. I'm going to play the suicide call. This is from Spider's perspective.
This is the message left on my voicemail. Spider's voicemail indicating that the stalker was going to jump off the Gandhi Bridge, all 3 feet of it, end her life, and was very sorry for messing up my life, which she did a pretty good job of after my program director gave me the business. Well,
gave
here it goes.
Me the, business.
The beeps actually protect any anonymity I have left.
Is that Edward an anonymity?
Well, here it goes.
Wednesday at 4:52 p.m. By the time you receive this phone call, this message, and the letter I'm about to send you, I will have already jumped from the Gandhi Bridge.
Are you there? Can't you laugh with us? Can't we turn this into a positive where we all start laughing?
No, see, you guys laugh at everything.
By the time you get this, I will have already eaten 15 McNuggets.
See, you guys don't even know who I am.
Fat. Stand by. I'm gonna keep. Hold on. We're
seeing you.
Hold on. You and I, baby. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so sorry. There's so much going on right now, and I just can't cope with it anymore. I'm dying anyway, and all I have done is made you miserable, and I am so sorry. And there's no way that I can take any of this back. There's no way that I can make up for what I've done. I'll never expect you to forgive me. I deserve to die.
What is she already dying of?
I want to. Yeah, what are you dying of, supposedly?
What does this matter? Supposedly. You guys are just thinking that it's really funny.
It's a blood clot, I mean, disorder of some kind.
Did you write this? Was this written, or did this come off the top of your head? Because it sounds like it was written.
No, like I said, I was drunk, okay?
Well, you're pretty well-versed for being drunk. I mean, you're not slurring or nothing.
Right.
I got to give you credit. You're pretty together drunk.
Fat.
Stand by.
This is not out of pity, and this is not out of anger.
What a
I am so sorry. I'm mad at myself. I am so stupid for everything that any grief I have caused you, and I don't know what to do with myself now. I don't know what kind of action... other things to take. I don't know what other action to take. I've tried to drink myself to become calm, and I can't do that.
I need to become calm, so let's drink.
She needs to go out with us on the weekend. Man. Hey, we need to hang out with her.
You need to go out with me and Fabrizi. We get the throttle wide open. We'll drink you to calmness.
Yeah. To a coma.
We'll make you shoot yourself.
Are you there?
I'm here.
And film it and put it on Bubba TV.
Yeah. If you do jump off the Gandhi, can I film it for Bubba TV? I won't be the first attempted suicide. I want to have that on Bubba TV.
The Gandhi Bridge.
Stand by, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm heading out now. And I'm signing off.
Oh, signing off.
Were you headed out and signing off?
You know what happened after I started drinking all that?
What?
I got really sick and I wound up in the hospital. And Spider was, for somebody that really doesn't give a crap about me, he sure was calling back a lot.
Yeah, he figures he's going to get pinned for a suicide gimmick.
Well, how
or
do
murder.
You know he's gone to the cops about you, and he has a warrant, a trespassing warrant, and, you know, he had to change his phone number because of you.
Right.
You know what? That doesn't really bother me because, see...
Obviously.
No. You don't understand. I did sleep with Spider. And, see, I can tell you anything you want to know about him.
How long is his penis?
About 6 inches.
Is it? So it's medium.
It's medium, yeah.
At best. At what position did you guys sleep in?
Let me just tell you this. He's a jackrabbit. That's all he is. Hop on, hop off.
So it wasn't very long.
No, he said something about having prostate.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Infections or something.
Spider. Get Spider on the phone right now.
He changed his phone number. We don't have it.
Oh, man. So yeah, how long, and when he banged you, how long did it last?
About 2 minutes.
You're kidding me.
I'm not joking.
What position? From behind?
No, first it was missionary. After I gave him...
right, oral. You know, after
yeah,
after you, you gave him oral.
See, and then, like...
Did he give you oral? God, I hope not.
What do you mean you hope not?
That's just not good going down on a heavier side chick on oral. There's some cheese,
you know,
down
what?
There.
He didn't even tell you the whole story on why I'm heavy, and he didn't tell you that I am losing weight now. He didn't tell you any of that.
Are you still going to kill yourself?
Why are you heavy?
I'm heavy because of my illness, okay? And I've gone...
I was heavy because of my illness. It was called an eating disorder.
Yeah, eating disorders are an illness now.
No.
It was called Shoney's Buffet 3 times a day with a side of our Wendy's fries.
I was trying to make sure that I ate every day.
He obviously did a good job.
He was trying to plump you up a little bit. He was like fattening that turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm going to get this bitch nice and fat. Brent, it's not that fat. Somebody check Brent. He's having a convulsion over here. Somebody check Brent. He's having a convulsion.
Easy, Brent.
He's plumping her up.
Why? Was he trying to plump you up a little bit? Are you like a ballpark plank? Frank, you plump when we banging?
Plump when you bang.
He's a ballpark Frankie. You plump when you're banger. How big are you?
What does it matter?
Well, because I just want to get a gauge.
She's big. I've seen her.
How big would you say, Spice?
I'd say about 250, 260.
Okay, so she's a big girl.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
What?
What are you talking about, man? I'm saying she needs to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, that's right. 100 pounds, man.
That's not too bad.
All right, stand by. More of this.
I'm sorry, and I just want you to know that I really did care about you. But it wasn't me. I don't know why you're saying that I called you. I never called you. Friday and Saturday night, I was at Ybor City. I was with some friends. And if I were to live to tell about it, they could vouch for me.
Well, if I were to live and tell about it. So at this point, you really did want to kill yourself, didn't you?
I wasn't sure. I basically wanted him to feel bad.
It's kind of like that. What fat chicks do when they feel insecure. They want to get sympathy, right?
No. It has nothing to do with being overweight. I have more confidence. Now, you know what's upsetting me about this whole thing?
Stand by.
Even though you'd never believe me or never trust me again. I'm sorry. Like I said.
Were you driving a hot rod?
No, she was on the bridge, I think.
Were you on the bridge?
No, I was on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Were you going to, if you do jump, well, can we duct tape your cell phone to your face and then do play-by-play as you're headed down?
Whatever floats your boat, brother.
Hold on, baby.
I'm sorry. And I will definitely walk out of your life forever. Goodbye.
Waddle out of your life.
End of message.
Jump.
Wow, that is pretty drama. That's a lot of drama right there, baby.
My mother was in town yesterday, and she just recognized my voice. I wasn't here to listen to the whole thing.
Hey.
I just gained weight this year.
Oh, you were thin?
I was thin, yes.
It only took a year to gain that weight? It took me about 10.
It was the treatment I was under.
What is that, intravenous Big Macs?
No.
Wait, we need 3 Big Macs, stat. Oh, geez.
See, you guys really find this amusing.
Yeah, we don't have anything else to talk about in the show. The show was going nowhere fast. It was an abortion at best. Now we actually got some entertaining rhetoric now.
Well, I'm glad you find entertainment in it, you know?
Hey, we're not the fat bitch that banged Spider and tried to kill herself and left on his answering machine now. Don't blame us.
No, but what pisses me off is he denied the whole thing. I mean, but why don't you ask him who he's really banging now? Because supposedly his roommate, a male, seems to be defending his honor all the time.
We knew something good was going to happen. Now, are you making the allegation that Spider may be homosexual?
I never said anything.
That's what it's basically leading up to.
Yeah, we can...
What's the dating game?
Newlywed game. All right, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to kill yourself? Are you okay now? Do you need some help? Do you want me to get you some professional help?
You know what? I don't need any publicity.
I'm going to get, I mean, I have, I'm
You're going to kill yourself quietly. You don't want to be publicized.
You know what?
Let me just tell you something. Don't kill yourself. What's that going to do for you? That's not going to do nothing. I mean, you know, we have one less chick that likes to crank down DJs. We need all those that we can get. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we depend on those.
Yeah, we
I'm glad you guys find this funny.
We depend on fat, frustrated, insecure chicks to take care.
I'm not insecure at all.
To take care of the spiders out there. The thing of poor Spider, he does overnights on the weekend. We have to find some crazy psycho bitch to screw him.
You could have seen how mushy he was when he first met me. I didn't want to go out with him.
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me?
Well, see, what happened was, okay, I called up into the station, and we started talking and this, and he started asking me some questions, and I told him, look, I said, I'm sick, I'm going to start gaining weight. He said, that doesn't matter to me. I want to meet you. You sound like a nice girl. And then every morning, he was, you know, he was calling me to see how my doctor's...
I've tried to pick up many chicks over the telephone before, and when a girl told me she was sick and she's going to start gaining weight at increments of 100, I tend to try to tap out on that deal. That's brizzle.
Well, he claimed he wasn't shallow, okay?
I am.
Great. I'm glad you are, Bubba.
Hi, I'm Bubba, and I'm shallow. I'm going to introduce myself to the girls. Hi, what's your name, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bubba, and I'm shallow.
Oh.
I'm super professional. I got a lot of money. I know you like me because of my money. I'm a little bit overweight, but the bottom line is I can give you some nice stuff. And I'm all about you being hot. You're hot. I like chicks that are hot. I won't date a fat bitch. And the bottom line is, would you want to go out?
Who's Beth? I'm looking for a shallow fat guy.
Okay, cool.
You guys act like you've never been fat in your life.
I've been fat. I still am fat. Fat.
Fat.
He went to go fill out the police report yesterday, and the cops go, wait a second. Are you that guy they were talking about on the radio today? He goes, yeah, the cop goes, oh, great. That means I already know half the story. He started writing out the report.
You know, it's amazing how many people listen to this radio show.
Everybody at my job listens to it. And believe me, I heard about it last night.
Well, what did they say?
They just said, you know, well, I don't want to say exactly what they said.
They said you're a psycho bitch.
No, actually, they felt like you guys were a bunch of pricks.
Well, we are.
But behind your back, I just want to let you know that they think you're a psycho bitch.
Yeah, behind your back, they think you're fat.
That's a good fat, too, by the way. That was a good one, man. He makes that right in real nice.
What is she, Richard?
Fat.
We are pissing off women.
Is that all you guys have on me?
Fat.
We are she's psycho, too. Psycho fat bitch.
See, you guys don't even know what went on.
Psycho.
You guys didn't
fat
know that he was calling
bitch
me every day.
Fat. Psycho.
Fat.
Slut.
Bitch. Psycho.
Fat.
Bitch. Psycho.
Groupie.
Fat. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho.
Fat.
Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie. Whore. Psycho. Fat. Groupie.
Kind of like the Budweiser thing with a couple fat DJs on some lilies.
I want my psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore groupie. I want my psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore.
Oh, here we go.
I want my psycho fat
groupie.
Psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore. I want my psycho fat groupie whore groupie whore. I want my psycho fat groupie. Psycho fat groupie whore.
Fat groupie whore.